A Call for Healing and Peace. Lonnie C. Edwards, MD, FRC, Vice President of the Board of Directors of the English Grand Lodge for the Americas, RCUI instructor, and author of the book and video series, Spiritual Laws That Govern the Universe and Humanity.
Greetings and welcome. My name is Dr. Lonnie Edwards, and the subject that we will be discussing today is entitled Transforming Fear, Anxiety, Worry, Disappointment, Hate, and Hopelessness into Peace, Love, Understanding, and Power. Please close the eyes and sit comfortably in your seat. Relax as you take several deep breaths, slowly in and slowly out. As you breathe, relax and center your consciousness inwardly and draw unto yourself the attitude that you are in the very presence of your higher self, the God within. As you continue breathing and relaxing, realize inwardly and thoughtfully that you are a living soul. Contemplate silently the truth that you are breathing the very breath of life. And indeed, you are a living soul. Now, beloved, continue to sit comfortably with eyes closed as you listen and hear the following invocation. Permit the words of the invocation to be your words and spoken to your higher self, your master within, the God within, yes, the universe within. God of our hearts, maker of all the stars, planets, and worlds, as students of your divine and mystical laws, we ask that you quiet the sounds of fear, the sounds of distress, grief, hopelessness, disappointment, depression, hate, revenge, and anxiety, which are coming to us, coming through our ears and our eyes, bathing and disturbing our hearts and our minds. Raise our consciousness above these clouds, higher, higher and still higher, until we are once again within your light. For your light is full of intelligence, so full of wisdom and power, constructive purpose, and the cosmic plan. As we travel higher and higher within your light, infuse us with your meaning, your love, wisdom, and understanding that we may become able to transmit these higher vibrations and energies by means of spiritual service into the hearts and minds of all humanity, unto all of life. Have us to know that within your being is your power and your peace, your love and your understanding. So mote it be. And channeling this message to you, the desire and intention is that you are able to sense and to feel that divine, invisible, and spiritual energy that flows through the written or spoken words that you now see, hear, or feel. In these times marked by disturbances, confusion, emotional attacks, distrust, and violence, which originate from many individuals, organizations, groups, and nations, all of these negatives and experiences are felt by our bodies and are disturbing to our minds and spirits. However, we wish to make one thing perfectly clear, and that is that the state of humanity is sound, and that humankind is rapidly awakening, moving toward the universal plan. Now, this does not mean that we, as students of the divine, do not have work to do, many corrections and transformations to make in order to evolve. It does mean that all pessimism regarding the future of the planet must be stopped, transformed, and transmuted by means of light, love, guidance, and caring of the oneness of being. We are advised and cautioned not to listen to the information and news reports of destructive acts of any kind, be it of nature's disasters or acts of humankind's violence, crimes, terrorism, and other atrocities. These reports, beloved, are brought selectively and intentionally to our attention and to our consciousness to engender emotional reaction and the imbalance of our emotional mind, heart, and spirit. We are to rely upon our divine inner resources to guide us in all of our seeing, listening, and feeling. We are invited to develop and identify with our higher selves. Allow and permit the higher self, the God within, the Master within, the all-knowing universe within, to see and to hear for us, and to stand guard over our emotional bodies at all times. We are invited to live and be guided by our higher divine inner resources. Honor them and practice loving and respecting them. These actions will give to us and create for us the right perceptions and a true understanding of the happenings of the times. Our perceptions will no longer be faulty. Our thoughts, feelings, and actions will become creative and loving. This will bring about inner personal peace, beloved, inner balance, and harmony. This dependence on divine guidance and inner resources will truly bring about planetary brotherhood and sisterhood and nationhood. We are now ready to seek and receive cosmic wisdom and connection during our stillness of mind, stillness of body, and silence in our meditations. Our souls will speak through us and bring understanding of our experiences and happenings of the times. Our souls will direct us in our search for guidance from our divine source of light, life, and love. Our inner spiritual eyes and ears will practically and intelligently hear and see for us. Our inner divine faculties are designed to see and to hear for us as God sees and hears. The human eyes and ears of our little self will cease to identify with the ego. Now, we identify only with our higher self, the God within, the Master within. We now know that we are truly spiritual beings. Our divine inner faculties are designed to see with a cosmic understanding that surpasses human understanding. Their seeing, their hearing, and understanding are based upon the realization of oneness with the universe and with God. The realization of the non-separation from God and from all beings. The remembrance of centuries and lives past. The knowing and loving the beautiful, good and true. In the eternal now, and within the human future. Divine inner faculties bring wisdom and courage, strength and knowledge, love and intelligence into and through our being, as well as throughout all of our affairs and all of our experiences. Let us elevate and expand our service to humanity. In doing so, we will begin to express every God quality and attribute that we can in fulfilling the purpose of life, ever conforming to cosmic will and cosmic law. We all are to feel and know a happiness, a sense of fulfillment. From this day forward, beloved, let us desire this for ourselves, our fellow spiritual, mystical students, and for all those on life's journey, all of humanity, and all of life. Now, beloved, with eyes closed, sit relaxed in your seat and contemplate your thoughts and your feelings of the message just received. We are to make use of all cosmic given tools, talents, knowledge, and power in bringing inner peace, well-being, inner perfection, and love to ourselves and to others. All information we receive must be considered from the perspective of its cosmic purpose. Much cosmic compassion is engendered by our desire to serve others. When we honor, respect, support, and conserve the beauty and wholeness of nature and of our sacred planet, we will be able to receive life, strength, courage, wisdom, and wholeness, as well as a sense of universal unity and well-being. It is written on the pages of wisdom that flowers and colors bring serenity. For just as with birds, they have something delicate and angelic about their auras, and they bring these vibrations of ethereal loveliness to all who work with or who are surrounded by them. Melancholy, which often results from unknown fears, respond also to the colors of sunrise and of sunset, of colored leaves and brilliant landscapes. Nervous and fearful minds are soothed by the seascape, the blue and silvery of the ocean, the white waves and their rhythmic swing. There is both peace and power in the sight of the ocean. Lakes also have a soothing effect on the mind and on the body. For the soul, wounded with fear, go to the mountain. For their color or lack of color is in the snow-capped peaks speak of a deep peace, an emotional quiet, calm, and control. Yes, the spirit can be healed by these colors, and by the tremendous power generated by the mountains themselves. Another place for the emotional disturbed soul is in the deep woods. The woods wash away confusion with their dark green and shadowy aisles, gray tree trunks, small silvery brooks, and still ponds. The mind, as well as the spirit, can wrap itself in these and can feast and go forth refreshed. Realize, beloved, that while the melodies of strife and effort may not be soothing, they can be invigorating if we but face them with courage and with faith. Prayer has a healing melody, a rhythm that soothes and blesses. And music, especially from the great symphonies and at times those with drums and heavier horns, will soothe the fearful soul. Let us continue to relax in our seats, beloved, with eyes still closed as we attempt to experience our state of inner peace that realizes a oneness with God. Sense the love and peace which now surrounds you, which lies within you and through your elevated consciousness. You are always surrounded by inner peace. It resides in the very center of your being. The storms of the material and physical life may rage around you, but gently, gently and quietly, we turn with strength to that eternal inner kingdom of peace of which we are a part. From the inner windows, we view the storm with peace and with tranquility of consciousness. For this peace, security, freedom, love, and for so much more, we are thankful and grateful, and we allow it to be. And it is already so. It is already accomplished. It is already done. For cosmic law fulfills. And so it is. So mote it be.